KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly clear to partly cloudy skies off to the south. We look forward to be partly cloudy, warm and humid today with a high near 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In the news, officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department say two people were injured during a vehicle versus motorcycle collision that took place a little after 8:30 p.m. Sunday at North 27th and West Broadway Streets. Authorities say a westbound vehicle attempting to turn south onto 27th collided with a motorcycle traveling east on West Broadway. The driver of the vehicle, 18-year-old Dominic Cass, suffered minor injuries and was transported from the scene by private vehicle. The driver of the motorcycle was transported by Council Bluffs Fire Department to Nebraska Medicine for treatment of unknown injuries. Their name was not immediately released pending notification of family. The City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board of Directors will meet this evening in the Council's chambers at City Hall. Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm will report to the board on the resignation of Park Foreman Ron Flory, who was hired for the position in July. He'll also talk about the healthiest walk at the Schulberg Park on October 6th and provide an update on the Schulberg Campground as well as the fall turf maintenance plan. Other updates include those pertaining to the West Playground at the Schulberg Park, the Sunnyside Park entrance sign, and an update on the Nishna Park. The board will act on a park shelter reservation proposal as well. Their meeting begins at 5:15 p.m. A handful of area school district boards of education will meet this evening during regular sessions. In each case, they will elect a board president, vice president, and set other administrative matters for the 2018-19 school year. In Griswold, the board meets at 5:30 p.m. and they'll hear updates on construction projects, hold the second reading of board policies, and act on approving a gym floor maintenance contract, as well as take possible action with regard to student activity passes. The Exira EHK school board meeting gets underway at 6 p.m. and includes discussion and possible action on personnel hires, transfers and resignations, the repair or replacement of a skylight in the common area, among other matters. And the CAM school board meeting gets underway at 6:30. They're set to discuss and act on facility projects, any resignations or contracts, and several administrative matters. And finally, the Audubon School Board will discuss and or act on the appointment of a truancy officer, administrative early retirement, and future administrative needs. Their meeting begins at 7 p.m. Elsewhere in local news, police in Atlantic say they were unable to track down the source of two loud possible gunshots early Sunday morning. The noise echoed through the east side of town at 5:02 a.m. At least three callers to authorities reported hearing what sounded like gunshots. More information will be released if it becomes available. Police in Red Oak say a man was arrested at around 4 p.m. Saturday on a theft charge. 31-year-old Benjamin William Hrabic of Red Oak was taken into custody on a warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Hrabic was arrested in the 300 block of East Oak Street and held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said Saturday that a Mills County man wanted on several felony charges associated with a domestic assault in Sydney was arrested by Omaha police on a Fremont County warrant. Authorities say additional information concerning 22-year-old Marcus Anthony Pierce of Glenwood will be released sometime today. Authorities had said on Friday that Pierce was wanted in connection with an incident that occurred in August at a residence in Tabor. Deputies received information about a viral video that appears to show a domestic assault that occurred in Tabor in August of 2018 and then recently was published on Facebook. Well, National Weather Service's unseasonably hot weather continues today with temperatures and humidity far above normal and near the levels of a couple of days ago. With the heat index approaching the mid-90s this afternoon, along with mostly sunny skies and light winds, the heat may be hazardous to those engaging in strenuous outdoor activities, so you should bring plenty of water with you and take breaks in the shade or indoors. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office released a report on arrests that took place over the past couple of weeks. Most recently, at around 12:30 a.m. Friday, deputies arrested 33-year-old Ryan Michael Carter of Irwin following a disturbance at the Virtu Medical Center emergency room in Harlan. Carter was charged with disorderly conduct and transferred to the Shelby County Jail. He was released Saturday on his own recognizance and then transferred to another facility. On Thursday, deputies of the Shelby County Sheriff's Office were called to an address in the 1700 block of Erling for a male-female disturbance. Upon arrival and further investigation, 42-year-old Philip Bradley Poole was taken into custody and charged with domestic abuse assault by impeding airway. Poole was transferred to the Shelby County Jail without incident, where he remains under a $5,000 bond after an appearance before the magistrate. And last Tuesday at around 2 p.m., deputies were dispatched to a three-car accident along Highway 59 in Shelby County. Upon further investigation, 32-year-old Brendan Matthew Thomas of Crescent was taken into custody and charged with failure to maintain control, resulting in an accident, and driving under suspension. Thomas was transported to Shelby County Jail and later released on his own recognizance and given a future court date to appear. In the funeral announcements, Eleanor Noreen Culver, age 87, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Eleanor Culver will be today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Ruth Veith, age 92, of Atlantic, died September 8th at the Heritage House. A gathering of family and friends of Ruth Veith will be today at 1 o'clock at the Heritage House. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Robert Bob Fuller, age 71, of Yale, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Bob Fuller will be today at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Aaron Widrowicks, age 66, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A visitation for Aaron Widrowicks will be held with a family present, will be held today from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Harold Brunk, age 85, of Griswold, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Harold Brunk will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Griswold Community Building. Reekin Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Jack Johnson, age 67, of Guthrie Center, died September 9th. A memorial service for Jack Johnson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Lutheran Church of Hope in West Des Moines. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Helen Larry, age 98, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Helen Larry will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Reekin Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Tom Pope, age 84, of Lewis, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Tom Pope will be Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Arliss Butler, age 85, of Guthrie Center, died September 12th at the Guthrie County Hospital. Memorial services for Arliss Butler will be on September 29th at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Glenn Ohms, age 86, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Glenn Ohms are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Charles Robinson, age 82, of Atlantic, died September 11th at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Charles Robinson are pending at Roland Funeral Home. And Robert Bob Hyman, age 87, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Bob Hyman are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.